Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
Grinding, grinding, grinding over week 2's NFL slate. Thursday Night Football, Patriots Steelers, a prop bet you need to bet today before the line gets worse. I have so much in front of me here. Good morning, Chris Scheim. How are you?
Good morning, Michael Mutnanski. Your grind never stops, brother. How are you?
That's the sound of a man excited to bet Thursday Night Football, folks. Woo! Hear that in his voice?
Yes.
Either he's...
I'm thrilled.
It sounds like a guy about to, you know, I was going to say... Yeah, I can't, my son listens, so I'll just... get lucky or bet football or both. Who knows with Chris Scheim?
True.
Boy, I have a lot of stuff in front of me here. We'll go about 15, 20 minutes today. Friday's podcast will be our three picks. Saturday, Propapalooza, and we get ready for Sunday football full slate, but the Thursday night slate starts tonight. It is Amazon only. Amazon Prime only.
You heard
correct,
people. If you
don't have Amazon Prime, you are not watching this game tonight. Correct, Scheim? Do I have that correct?
That is correct. You can watch on Amazon, or the easier way to do it, if you watch Twitch at all, just go to Twitch. You can watch it right on Twitch on the NFL channel or on the Amazon channel. So
you don't have to subscribe or anything?
Free? Yeah. You just watch it on Amazon. It's so much easier to just watch it on Twitch. That's what I've been trying to explain to people. It's the exact same thing. They're driving the exact same traffic the way they want. It's so much easier if you just go to Twitch.
Yeah, we bought, it's not some great TV, but there was a great, I don't know if it was Prime Day or what, we bought a new TV, and it's actually an Amazon TV, so when you turn it on,
awesome.
It goes right to Prime, so I think I should just be able to turn it on right from there, correct?
Yeah, you should be good. If that's the case, if you have like an Amazon-specific TV, you should be golden. For those people who don't, though, that have to search it out, I'm telling you, just go to Twitch. It'll be 10 times easier than trying to find Amazon Prime Video.
And even really easier is that it's on WEEI at 7:30.
Yes, it is. On the air right after Monday night.
Thursday night football after we talk to our friend Fitzy. And Bomber Brad from FanDuel's Mohegan Sun's FanDuel Sportsbook, who's now 2-0 giving out college picks. He's got another underdog for us tonight, I am sure.
Hell yeah.
At about 6:45. So I'm going to start with we'll get to Thursday night football. Okay, but I want to start with the Patriots, Sean. This podcast is called BetQL Boston.
Yep.
We are Boston-centric. Yes, we love picks for everything, but we are super focused on your Boston teams. There is no Red Sox baseball tonight. We'll have, I'm sure, a baseball bet tomorrow for Red Sox and Royals. At least I will. And Sean will be like twiddling his thumbs or checking his phone when I give out a baseball pick because he's out on baseball right now. let's start with the headline. The Patriots line is moving, okay?
Yes, it is.
It opened 1.5. It was 1.5 for a day or two. It went to 1, and now it is 2 or 2.5, Scheim. If you look at different books across the board, you can get it as low as Patriots -2. You can find some Steelers at +2.5. That's because the money is coming in on the Patriots, according to the Action Network. 37% of the bets, but 64% of the money has come in on the Patriots. A lot of sharp betting on the Pats here, Chris Scheim. In fact, and I'm not entirely sure why this is the case, the most bet game on the board week 2 Thursday morning is the Patriots, who have over 22,000 bets, at least tracked according to the Action Network. The next closest game, when you take out Thursday Night Football, which has almost 90,000 bets, obviously. The next closest game is like 18,000. So for whatever reason, people are like moths to a flame. They want to bet Patriots and Steelers, and they are now betting back the Patriots. Bill Belichick as a road favorite off the loss. Might be tied into that stat you gave us yesterday about teams losing in week one against the spread and, you know, betting back blindly in week two. Maybe that's it, but people are betting the Patriots. They moved the line up a point, at least a half point or a point in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't really understand this.
I don't either, and I got some stats that are going to back that up in a second, Sean.
It's not like there's any news that's come out that's made me feel worse about the Steelers. There's no news that's come out that make me feel better about the Patriots.
Was that line caked in that Mac Jones wasn't going to play now that he practiced? Are people now betting the Mac Jones is going to play thing? Maybe.
It only moves a half a point for Mac Jones.
T.J. Watt not playing?
We knew T.J. Watt wasn't going to play as soon as he came out of last week's game.
Well, we did, but the casual fan is probably a little bit later to that than we are because we're so locked into this crap.
No, I think everyone on the planet knew he had a torn pec. At the very least, he wasn't playing this week. I mean, luckily for him, he doesn't have to have surgery. He'll be back in 6 weeks. But everyone knew he was missing this week's game. Everyone.
So I'm with you overall, but I think that the injuries are a small part of it. I think that there's a lot of like big time bettors who are saying they got to get Patriots minus two, Patriots minus two. It's sort of a buzz pick right now in the industry, and there's this narrative now that the Patriots got unlucky, Shime, and the Steelers got lucky.
So what? That was last week.
I understand. But the Patriots that, you know, they had the strip sack for turnover. This is kind of what Belichick said. I mean, this idea that these big these big plays are sort of
such
random.
A loser's excuse.
I know it's a very analytical approach to it. And
well, because
Steelers got four picks. They sort of got lucky on their end. They barely hung on against the Bengals. Patriots got unlucky and lost the road to Miami. So, like, I when you yell out, I don't get it, my heart says I'm with you. My brain is put together in the last hour or so this morning. Why? I don't think it's right, but I think I know why people are betting the Patriots.
Yeah, there's a 0% chance I would ever bet on the Patriots in this game. No statistics, no evidence, nothing you could give me, no numbers you could give me would convince me to bet the Patriots this week. So this is why I don't understand. Like, if you just use your eyes. What did you see? The Patriots stunk. I mean, Dan Orlovsky on our airwaves told us yesterday that the tape was worse than what we actually saw.
Yeah.
Like, the Patriots' offensive concepts are high school at best. There's groups of three guys within 5 yards of each other on pass plays. They were in the same damn pass play eight times in one game. You ran the exact same play. Like, there is not, unless Tom Brady is stepping out on that field in a Patriots jersey, there is not a gosh darn thing you or anyone else on the godforsaken planet could tell me that would make me bet the Patriots this week. Not a single thing.
So to that end, okay, I mentioned this yesterday. I started to post my bets on the Action Network app. We got a couple new followers yesterday. If you know the Action Network app, you really should. You can follow me at Mike Manansky and follow Chris Shine there as well. We both have our photos up there. Maybe be verified there soon. We'll see what happens, but certainly on there. I already posted. I'm gonna bet this in a little bit when I make the drive to New Hampshire before lunch. I'm betting the Steelers plus two. I'll tell you. We mentioned this specific stat or theme of stats a bunch of times the last couple of years in the Winners Club podcast. Rest in peace, John Anderson. Mike Tomlin is a dog. So this is a legit thing.
Yep.
Mike Tomlin is a dog in the NFL. 46, 23, and 2.
That's stupid.
Against the spread, including a win last week as a dog. An outright win. Forget the against the spread. An outright win, straight up win, as a dog against Cincinnati. How about Mike Tomlin as a dog at home, Shime? You ready?
Yep.
19 games the Steelers have been home dogs. Against the spread, 14, 3, and 2.
Jesus Christ.
I'll give you one more. Mike Tomlin is a home dog straight up, 13-6.
So at home as a dog, Mike Tomlin is covering the spread at a 74% rate.
I have it 82% of the time.
14 wins out of 19, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so 14 divided by 19 is 73.6.
Okay, I wrote down 82% because my math is wrong. So, yes.
All good. Either way, you're telling me three out of every four times he is a home dog, he wins.
So, not only am I with you on... So the eye test, on the eye test, and I know we're supposed to do this on Friday, but I said, and it may go to 2.5, by the way. And, I'm open to buying this bet. And if it goes, it's not going to 3. There's no way. It's too critical of a number. Like, big numbers in the NFL are 3 and 7. To go through those numbers would take a massive amount of money. So I don't think we'll get there. But we're already seeing some 2.5s. So I'm going to jump in at 2 on DK.
Yep.
But I'm fully admitting I may jump back. If it 2.5, I probably won't jump back in. But I'm not afraid to play.
Imagine.
I mean, I can't. Well, you.
So
you,
here's the thing.
If it gets to 3, you spent for 2 days you're not betting this game. You're betting this game at 3.
If it gets to 3, I am taking the Steelers all day, every day, and 30,000 times on Sunday. Here's the thing I'm learning, and I'm noticing this just a lot because of the board and where the money's at right now on the board this week. I think we're in full fade the public mode. Like, you look at the Patriots.
We'll get to your prop bet for tonight. You're not going to like that.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But, I mean, when it comes to picking games, I'm in full fade the public mode. 64% of the money on the Patriots. In the Lions-Commanders game on Sunday, the line has moved in favor of the Commanders. So it is now down to +1.5. It was 2.5 yesterday. It is now +1.5 for the Commanders. And 82% of the money is on the Lions. And yet the line is moving down and away from the Lions being heavy favorites. Like, you look at it, the Falcons are currently getting 80% of the money against the Rams. I understand that line's up to, is at 10.5, but still, 80% of the money is on the Falcons. It is this weird phenomenon where just like a million people are betting on one team. The Jaguars right now are getting 81% of the money against the Colts. Like, the Jets are getting 77% of the money against the Browns. I am pretty sure I am about to go into full on fade the public mode because I just feel like people are convincing themselves of something in a game and everyone and their mother is betting it and they're just wrong. They're just not even close and Vegas sees it. Like the way Vegas is moving lines, especially the one that stands out to me, like I said, the Lions Commanders line, like the way that line has been moving does not indicate that the Lions would be getting 82% of the money and yet they are. And so to me, Vegas is goading you, baiting you to take these lines and they are going to rake up the money on you boobs if you continue to do this.
Yeah, I've not done the deep full slate dive because I got so caught up in this Patriots stuff this morning because I'm like, why is it 2, 2.5? And the Action Network again. This is where my Tomlin stats come from. I started digging into that. I'm texting like, and by the way, Bill Belichick is not terrible. Like he off a loss with Cam, Castle, and Mac. I think he's 4-1 on the road against the spread. So he's not. It's not like it's an automatic loss for Bill. But my whole point is, like, that's a small sample size, one, only 5 games versus this monster sample size. I mean, 19 home dog games for Tomlin, 70 games or so just as a dog in his coaching career. He's 46 wins and 23 losses, much bigger sample size. And I also have this thing in my head. It's a bias. Like, yeah, Belichick with Brady was an against-the-spread machine.
Yeah.
And if I have any regrets in my life right now.
It's not just betting on the Patriots.
Which there are many, Shyam. I have many, many, many regrets. Personal, professional, so many regrets. Different podcast.
Many, many.
So many regrets. I should have been betting more again with the Patriots than Brady and Belichick against the spread. Like, I should have gotten, I won't say rich, but like kind of rich off just betting the Patriots.
100%.
And we're going to look back at that window when they covered like 80% of their games together. Like, what the hell are we doing? So I say that to say this. It's not Brady. It's Mac Jones. The offensive line is a disaster. I hate the Kendrick Bourne stuff. I don't like Matt Patricia. I like Tomlin as a dog. I love the fact that, this is just an eye test type of thing. But Brian Flores is now on that coaching staff. He's going to have a really intricate knowledge, just like Josh Boyer did last week against the Patriots. So it's already up there on the Action Network now for me. I'm betting the Steelers. I'll be picking the Steelers on this show tomorrow, barring big injury news either way. I'll be picking it on Merlone 4A Mego. I'll be betting it this afternoon. Steelers +2. Mike Tomlin, home dog. Send it in.
Yeah. I'm buying in with you.
I want to get this out there now. We will mention some of this again tomorrow on the Friday Pick'em podcast, but for now I want to get it out there because I just was so aghast looking at it today, and I was dying to. I was going to text you during your show. I'm like, oh, he's busy. I'm not going to. But because I was like, I couldn't believe these numbers.
This might be my lead tomorrow morning. Now, thanks to you, because I think this is important. People need to know about this.
I will. I'll send you a note that has all the numbers on.
Thank you.
I'll do the work for you. That's for Sunday. I have a prop bet that I want people to bet now because, like the Mike Gesicki prop, I think it's going to go, and I'll save that for the end of the show.
Okay.
But I want to turn to Chris Scheim, who is very excited about Thursday Night Football. How many bets do you have in for Chargers Chiefs already?
I think six.
Of course you do. You want to fade the public, but turns out your can't lose automatic winning prop is the most bet prop bet on BetMGM that's over Travis Kelce receiving yards.
Yeah, I saw that from John Ewing earlier today or last night. Here's the thing. I feel confident in my ability to identify props having gone 10-1 in week one. When it comes to prop bets, I'm not going to worry about that much. And actually, I found a better way to bet this, actually, for people who may not have been able to get out and bet yesterday.
Sure. Can you just give us your Thursday night card? Why don't you just run through? Because you have more conviction on this card. And then I'm trying to build the same game parlay because I have a free bet I have to use today.
Yep.
So I'll let go. This is the Scheim Thursday night football card that he's been like literally salivating over since Sunday night.
So the line for the bet I gave out yesterday has moved. Originally, it was Travis Kelce over 79.5 receiving yards. Yep. That number has moved down to 76.5, but it's at -140. So what I recommend to you is that if you're going to do it, use Travis Kelce, use him in a same game parlay. I put it up to 84.5 yesterday and got like +120 out of it. Which I personally loved. As I said, the last three games against the Chargers, he's had 92, 104, and then 191. So I love Kelce against the Chargers tonight. So he's great for same game parlay. The better way to bet this, I think, though, which is also what I did, Kelce to lead all receivers in receiving yards tonight is +200. 2-1 odds that Travis Kelce leads the game in receiving yards.
Can I ask a quick question
about this and
look at this today? Because I'm trying to find a reason to hop on board with you. Any concern that Derwin James healthy? It's only week two, and he is one of the better tight end safeties in the NFL. You gave us some great stats yesterday on Kelce's track record against the Chargers.
Yep.
What I didn't know is that with healthy Derwin James or banged up Derwin James.
And here's what I'll tell you. It doesn't matter. Okay. And there's a reason for that, and that's because of the defense Brandon Staley plays. He plays like this deep zone defense. So you'll notice in a lot of games against the Chargers, they force teams to check down and then they rally up and tackle. It's the same thing that they do. I think it's Jonathan Gannon does it over in Philadelphia. They come from kind of the same tree. It's that Vic Fangio defense. It's more of a zone anyways, so they don't generally man up. I don't expect Derwin James to man up with Travis Kelce for 60 minutes. You might see it here and there, but I don't expect it to happen very often, which is why I'm not too worried about it.
All right, so we'll start with Kelce. What else on the Thursday night card?
So Kelce over receiving, Kelce to lead the game. The next one, Eckler under 95.5 rushing and receiving yards. The last couple times he's played the Chiefs, he hasn't hit this number. Like he hit it the three games ago against the Chiefs. Ultimately, though, last week we saw Eckler share carries with Sony freaking Michel. If they're trying to keep Eckler healthy for the long run this season, they're going to continue to do that. And so I looked at the most inflated number, which is his rushing and receiving number at 95.5, and I went under. It's actually now up to 96.5 at -115, so you're getting an even better number there for basically the same value. So I really like that. The other prop bet, kind of weird. We never bet on this, but I actually really like Khalil Mack to have over 0.75 sacks tonight. Basically, for anybody who doesn't understand why I would say 0.75, it just means he can't have a half a sack. He has to have a full sack or multiple half sacks. He can't just have a half sack in the game. You're getting that at +130 as well. Khalil Mack looked awesome in week one against the Raiders. He had a sack in that game. I expect him to have a sack against Patrick Mahomes, who was sackless last week. So I expect that to kind of come back to earth a little bit, especially in a game that I expect to go under, which is where, again, I'm fading the public. I'm under 54.5 in this game. It's down to 54 in most places. I'm not sure if you can find a 54.5 anywhere, but I got it at 54.5 yesterday. Even at 54, I still like the under. Action Network tweeted out this awesome, awesome stat, which I sent you yesterday. In the wild card era, so since 1990, totals of 54.5 or higher on Thursday night football are 7-0 to the under, with an average of 13.8 points per game going under.
Yeah, it's good. And you can get it at 54 now at DK, and it's minus 105. So they dropped it from 54.5 down to 54, and you have it at minus 105. I'm certainly, as part of my same game parlay, I'm not on a side. I'm on the total with you.
You put me on that,
and it makes short week. No Keenan Allen. Like, there are definitely some signals where the under is the play tonight in Kansas City. And this, by the way, this game opened at 52.5. It went up, and now it's coming back down. There's some buyback happening on the under. So is that the full Scheim card? Anything else?
I think I might go back up and play one more thing just because it's now out and it wasn't out yesterday. That would be DeAndre Carter over 28.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, you were on him to make some plays here. Again, Keenan Allen, I said Mike Williams yesterday, Keenan Allen out of this game.
Yeah, I kind of want to go in and do a same game parlay, go under Carter over 28.5 receiving yards and the Carter touchdown, which is plus 240. And I can actually get you the exact odds on what that same game parlay would be, which is, why won't you come up? Do the math for me, computer. Okay, hold on. I did this wrong. I'm going to have to edit this. Hold, please.
I can't find it. The hell with it.
TD scores. Oh, yeah. And so in same game parlay, which is weird, TD anytime TD scorer DeAndre Carter is better value than on a regular prop bet. So if you just bet the DeAndre Carter anytime touchdown prop, it's plus 240. But if you do it in a same game parlay, you get it at plus 350.
Really?
Yeah, I literally have it up right in front of me right now, which I find ridiculous. But at the same time, awesome. So the same game parlay that I want to go place tonight, under 54.5 points, DeAndre Carter anytime touchdown score. Oh, wait, hold on. That's why. Because in the same game parlay, that's right. I'm reading it wrong. Duh. Forget that. Under 54.5, DeAndre Carter anytime touchdown.
You're excited he is, folks. He's like a dog that's like running around chasing.
Underneath it said passing TDs are not included, and I'm like, what the hell is that? What do you mean? He can't catch a touchdown? He can't throw it. That's why. I got confused for a second. And then over 29.5 DeAndre Carter receiving yards. Those three things alone is plus 1,200, so 12-1. If you would rather go. Over 19.5 instead of over 29.5 DeAndre Carter receiving yards, it's still 10-1, which I like just as much. I like that a lot better. So
wow.
So I will definitely be going up and placing this 10-1 same game parlay tonight.
All right. So speaking of same game parlays, I have a 20-1 same game parlay. Four pieces. I want to run it by you. I know you like the first part. Well, in the same game parlay, for some reason, I can still get 54.5. I don't know why.
Yeah,
so I just built this 54.5 on the under. Gerald Everett anytime touchdown score. We talked about Gerald Everett yesterday. No Keenan Allen. Donald Parham is out, so he's basically the only healthy tight end. So Gerald Everett for a touchdown.
Yep.
Over Mike Williams 54.5 receiving yards. Again, is the number one target for Keenan for Justin Herbert. And I was toying around with your Kelce bet, but the other guy that I was thinking about playing tonight was Juju, who got a million targets. He was clearly, outside of Kelce, the number one receiver. So I can get him at over 54.5 receiving yards. I can get that at 20-1. So under, Everett, Juju's over, Mike Williams over at 20-1. I may replace the Juju with Kelce, depending on what odds I can get, but I'm building that sort of same game parlay for tonight. And I like that the Gerald Everett thing was something we liked yesterday. He's almost 3-1 to score a touchdown as part of the same game parlays. And so I want a little action tonight. I don't feel great about everything, so I think the same game parlay is how I'm going to do it. And those right now are my base legs.
What is the Juju number again? Just
I plugged it in as 54.5.
54.5. Okay. So here's the thing with Juju. The only thing I would mention is, and this is from Sal Vetri DFS on Twitter, MVS actually led all KC receivers with 51 snaps and 33 routes run.
Beautiful.
Unfortunately, he only had four targets last week, but I expect that number to kind of go up this week, especially with how many routes run he has. So you may even be better off, and because he's a long ball guy, you may even be better off going with like Marquez Valdes-Scantling at over 39.5 yards, which is minus 140 instead of minus 130. And that would be maybe the only change I would suggest. I think you could even squeak away with over 49.5. For MVS at plus 115. That would be the only possible suggestion I would make. The rest of the same game parlay I like.
Well, I can turn it into, instead of getting 20-1, I can turn it into 19-1. So I'm losing a little bit of value just by swapping out Juju for over 64.5 receiving yards, Travis Kelce.
Ooh.
And I can make it 19-1.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it involves the show too.
64 Kelce receiving yards? Yeah.
64.5. I
absolutely love that.
All right, so that 10-11. Okay, you talked me out of Juju. You talked me out of Travis Kelce. So over 64.5 receiving yards for Kelce, over 54.5 for Mike Williams, Gerald Everett anytime touchdown, and the under of 54.5. Gets me 19-1.
Yeah, so
that
and,
seems fun.
And for our listeners out there, when it comes to Gerald Everett, I like the touchdown prop. I don't love the receiving yards prop.
I'm with you.
The number keeps going up. It's now up to like 41. Yesterday
it should be going up. He's going to see more targets in this game. There's no doubt in my mind. Even on an under game, he is still going to be targeted in the red zone. There's no doubt in my mind.
And so his number's up to like 41.5. Yesterday it was in the 30s. So I think that people are betting him too much. And so I'm against the yards, but I do completely agree with you. I think he is going to get peppered with red zone targets, which is why I really like the touchdown prop.
Okay. Anything else on Thursday Night Football, Sean? I gave people a lot to chew on for this second Thursday game of the year.
No, that's it for me.
Okay, I'm going to give you my – it's early. It's not Saturday morning prop action yet, but I think this is going to move, so I want to give it out now. What team gave up the most yards per carry on the ground defensively last week?
Yards per carry? I'm pretty sure I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the Tennessee Titans.
It was the Atlanta Falcons.
Who
gave up 19 carries for 151 yards. That's an 8 yards per carry average.
Holy now, smokes.
Taysom Hill was part of that. Okay, yep. Taysom Hill had some big carries there, but they got gutted on the ground. The LA Rams have a nice long week to get themselves ready to go for Atlanta this weekend. Daryl Henderson has proven he is the number one back there. He rocks some people who drafted Cam Akers. He helped some people that drafted Daryl Henderson late. So I think the Rams are going to have a fairly easy time this weekend against Atlanta. Atlanta's coming off a very emotional divisional game, Shy. They emptied the tank. They almost upset the Saints outright. They easily covered the 5.5. And so emotional letdown for Atlanta's defense. Daryl Henderson's going to run the football. They're going to establish the run. DK has posted a yardage total for Matt Stafford at 276.5 passing yards. I love the under on Matt Stafford.
Okay.
And the theory here is they blow out the Falcons. Henderson and company have a massive day on the ground, and Stafford doesn't need to throw the ball much to win this game. So that's my theory. I'm going to play the under now. I believe this number will come down a couple of yards for Sunday, and this is a Rams blowout spot. I'm already pro Henderson, and I'm going to take Matt Stafford under 276.5 passing yards, and I'm going to be playing that today like I played Mike Gesicki last Thursday.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
I want to get that out there now.
That's good. I'm into that because I think also you can tie in, just like you said, the Daryl Henderson prop at 59.5, I think is pretty reasonable.
Totally agree. And that's why I started my process because he's going to be a very, very popular play in DFS this week. He's not priced up. You can fit him in cash games, fit him in tournaments. And so I started looking around that Rams game in general and just immediately thought that number is too high for him. Like Matt Stafford in a normal game, shootout game, 300 yards, easy. It's Cooper Kupp. It's automatic. I totally understand that. I just don't think that the score is going to dictate. He's not going to have to empty the tank. That's my thought. But the Henderson stuff also is in play this week.
You said 8 yards a carry, right? They averaged
19 for 151. That's what
here's the other thing. The Daryl Henderson longest rush prop. I know that's kind of a weird prop. 14.5 yards.
Hadn't thought about that yet.
Minus 105 too for the over.
Okay. Well,
it's something to think on. It's something to ruminate.
I have one prop to give out. Okay, because the thing's gonna move, and I want people to get it now.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You get me excited.
I'm sorry.
Our buddy Mike D texted last week and said I have a worse number on Mike Gesicki now, so you can still bet it. But yeah, this podcast we are such a big podcast. We had 0% impact on that line last week. We'll have 0% this week, but other people will. And I'm getting this number now. It's minus 115. I'm getting it now. I'm betting the under on Matt Stafford passing yards.
I like it.
That's what I'm just telling you. That's a lot of football. Oh, it's a lot of football.
I love football so much.
We'll be talking about this game tonight, obviously, and the Patriots on Mud at Night, 6 to 7:30. Bomber Brad with a college football pick. Nick Fitzy-Stevens will join us at 7 o'clock. Subscribe, rate, review, subscribe, rate, review, subscribe, rate, and review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. We'll each have three picks tomorrow, Shime, with a more detailed breakdown of Patriots-Steelers a day early because it was just so interesting that it's the most bet game. I apologize for prematurely breaking that thing down.
Had to do it.
We'll do it tomorrow. We'll give some picks. We'll have props on Saturday. And away we go. Anything else for the people, Chris Shime, on this Thursday morning as we get by the way, chef, as you would say, chef's kiss fall Thursday morning.
Oh,
my goodness.
Crisp and beautiful. It was amazing out there today. I can't wait to get out there some more once I'm done working over here, you know.
I know you folks have come to us as a golf podcast, but if we're being honest, I did not place any golf bets for the Fortinet Challenge.
Not a one.
The PGA Tour literally has the Tour Championship, takes 2 weeks off, they start the season again. My golf season, personally, betting-wise, will probably start with the new year.
Yes.
That's sort of my golf calendar. There's golf action going on right now. Maybe if you want golf action, go check out our buddy Ryan Hannibal, because I am more focused on football right now than I am on the golf. And I'm not going to give out bets on golf that I've not made or DFF picks. I don't even have a DFS lineup right now for golf.
As you mentioned with me twiddling my thumbs about baseball, I am full go on football. That's it. That's all I got.
Tell.
I am all football all the time right now, and it's going to be that way until January or February.
All right, Chime. We get the people a lot. Let's get it out there. We'll retweet it. We'll pump it up. You didn't give out your Kelce pick anywhere else, correct?
Podcast. Nope. I did not give it out on the show. I gave it out only on the podcast. That's it.
All right. Well, we will text during the game tonight, Chime. Thanks, buddy.
I can't wait, Mud. I'll talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.